This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. What does a teacher do when he retires? Bill Kleinstecker taught elementary school for 25 years. But when he left the classroom, he discovered new interests and expanded old ones. They would eventually turn into 8 children's books, a line of t-shirts, mobiles made from Lake Michigan beach rocks and beach glass, and more. Bill, I understand you're a retired school teacher, and like many people, when you retire, you get even more interesting.
Yeah, I am. I taught elementary school for a little over 25 years, teaching first, second, third, and the longest amount of time I taught one class was fifth grade.
Where did you teach?
I taught in Portage.
Oh, okay.
At two different schools. I taught at Whaley Elementary up until they closed those doors, and then I moved over to 12th Street for the remainder.
When did retirement happen?
I have to think about that. It was around 2014.
Oh, okay. So a few years. Yeah. And tell us about all these wonderful things that you're doing. I'm figuring it probably started with photography.
It did. So I've always been interested in taking pictures. I've always enjoyed taking pictures. But I never really got into true photography until after I retired. And I had the time. I had the time to go out and not be in a hurry. And I started noticing things I had never noticed in places I've been 100 times. So it slowed me down, and it gave me the ability to actually take pictures of things instead of just snapping a shot and seeing what I got. I've always taken pictures with a camera that has settings so I can change the aperture and the f-stops and things like that.
Ooh, those old-fashioned cameras.
Yeah, so that's fun. So I always enjoyed that, especially, you know, back with film.
Yeah.
You know, there were a lot of pictures I threw out because they just weren't correct. And so now with digital, I still do the same thing, but there's also that immediate feedback where it's like, okay, that didn't work. I have to change the aperture, the film speed. Well, I still call it film speed.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, and that just kind of revived the passion that I always enjoyed about it, but to a higher standard. And so that's what got me started.
It does look like some of them are clean photos, and others it looks like you've had some fun manipulating them with colors and what looks like eventually turned into t-shirt designs. So how does that part come in?
Well, that's even more recent. That happened actually during this pandemic. I haven't been able to go out really and take pictures for the last 9 months. I usually travel the United States. I've been to Iceland. So I have these thousands of pictures. I decided to play with them. So that's kind of how that started. And I kind of like the results on some of them. So, and other people did too. So I made some t-shirts, and so you might see some people wearing my t-shirts around.
And then the photography seems to, some of it, morph into books, especially children's books. So tell us about that, and tell us about the books.
Yeah, so I have 8 books right now. I'm working on a couple others. But my very first book, I had spent some time out in the Tetons during the wintertime. And the bison and the moose and the elk and the... It was just amazing. I absolutely loved it. And I took so many pictures. So I'm sitting there looking at, okay, I've got 1,000 pictures. What am I going to do with all these? At that time, my grandkids were quite young. And I thought, I'll make them a book. So I wrote a short little poem, put some pictures to it, made it into a book, gave it to my grandkids. Other people said, hey, that's really cool. Can I get one? And that's kind of how it started. It wasn't necessarily intentional. It was kind of by accident. And then I did one on Yellowstone, Sleeping Bear. And my latest ones are I've been using an illustrator, Dan Smith.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I was going to ask you to tell us about your illustrator, because not all of these are photography. This very newest one you have illustrated. So tell us a little about Dan Smith.
So Dan Smith is a longtime friend of mine who has also illustrated some other books. He's I think he's a fabulous artist. And we've just been friends a long time. I had asked him if he would illustrate my book, The Field Trip, which is based on field trips that I took my fifth grade students on to a couple of schools around the Kalamazoo Portage area. One was Brighton, one was Woods Edge. And I didn't want to use photographs of all these students. So I thought, let's do an illustration. And I was just so thrilled about the way it turned out. When I wrote the second book, Day at the Pond, I asked Dan and he agreed. And so they're both about elementary students that are going on these field trips. The field trip is about a boy going to a school for special needs kids. Not excited about it at all. And of course, the experience changes his attitude and mind. The second book, A Day at the Pond, is about, again, a young boy. He's in fifth grade. This time they're going to go on a field trip around a pond. And he has this vivid imagination that his parents tell him you need to concentrate more. And his teacher tells him he's just such a creative young man. And it's kind of a, you know, we all, as teachers, those teachers that are listening, we all have these students that have a very difficult time concentrating. And, you know, what is their mind doing? And this is my interpretation of what Billy, the main character of the story's mind, is doing when he doesn't seem to be paying attention, but he's creating in his mind fatally.
And these books are available in Kalamazoo, I assume?
They are. They're all available at the Kazoo Books.
Okay.
And they're also available on my website. So, and right now, because of the pandemic, I have not been able to get my book out into other bookstores except Kazoo Books. But it'll be out there.
And that's not the only thing that you've been doing. I get this image that you take a lot of walks along Lake Michigan, and that turned into another art form. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this is another pandemic creation.
So pretty recent, only over the last year?
Yeah, with the mobiles, yeah.
Ah.
I just started this. I love walking the beach collecting stones. My grandfather and my mother, we used to love collecting potassium stones. And that's just continued. So I have collected stones. I have a bucket of stones in my basement. And for one reason or another, I got interested in mobiles about 9 months ago and started playing around in my basement. And I'm just having a lot of fun with it. So I've created different types of mobiles. Some are hang, some sit on stands, some look like solar systems. And it's just been my basement. Again, because I haven't been able to get out and sell them, my basement is filled with mobiles. There are some at Amy Zane's downtown Kalamazoo, but besides that, they're all in my basement.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with author and artist Bill Kleinstecker. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.